is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode of the Silsila, Discourses of Attar. Indeed, there are countless benefits in reciting Durood Sharif, Salawat and salutations upon our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One of them, of those many benefits, as recorded in a blessed hadith, with the reference of Al-Qawl al-Badi'i, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned. The person who recites Durood, Salawat or salutations upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, as mentioned before, that continuing from our last episode where we were discussing bad suspicion, and inshallah ta'ala, upon the advice of Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razwi Ziyai Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, we will take some cures for this very nasty spiritual disease of bad suspicion. Abu Bapa Jan advises us, always see the good qualities of Muslims instead of finding faults with them. The one who has good assumptions about Muslims feels great happiness in his heart. Whereas the one who is habitual of having bad suspicion about Muslims is under satanic influence and he feels extreme sadness in the heart. Furthermore, whenever a bad suspicion about a Muslim occurs to you or enters the heart, reject it and try to form a positive and good opinion about what that person has done. For example, if you have the bad suspicion of ostentation, of showing off about a Muslim who is weeping, who is crying during a Na'at Sharif or a speech, a bayan, you should immediately form the positive opinion of sincerity about him, that he is doing so out of ikhlas and sincerity. Sayyiduna Makhul Dimashqi, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, once said, when you see someone weeping, you also weep with him. Once I had a bad suspicion about a Muslim who was weeping, who was crying, so I could not cry for 1 year as a punishment. Keep reforming your akhlaq, your character, making efforts to become pious, because a pious person considers others to be pious, whereas an impious person regards others as impious. There is an Arabic saying, إِذَا سَاءَ فِعْلُ الْمَرْءِ سَاءَتْ ذُنُونُهُ, meaning, if the deeds of a person are bad, his thoughts also become bad. Ala Hazrat, the Mujaddid of the Ummah, the Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, the reviver of religion, the destroyer of bid'ah, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul mannan has stated, a bad suspicion arises from a wicked heart. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Refrain from the suhbah and the company of bad people and adopt the company of the pious ones, of the righteous ones. Besides reaping many other blessings and benefits, you will be able to avoid bad suspicion. You will be able to avoid bad suspicion. Sayyidina Bishr bin Harith, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has stated, صُحْبَةُ الْأَشْرَارِ تُورِثُ سُوءَ الظَّنِّ بِالْأَخْيَارِ. To keep the company of bad people causes bad suspicion about the righteous. Whenever a bad suspicion about a Muslim enters the heart, fear, have khawf and fear from the horrific consequences of bad suspicion and divine retribution. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Bani Israel, verse 36. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And go not after that thing of which you know not. No doubt the ear and the eye and the heart are all to be questioned of. Papa John advises further, my dear Madani son, if a bad suspicion about a person occurs to you, enters your heart, then feel fear in your heart, contemplating on the fact that you cannot bear even the slightest adab and punishment of Jahannam, of hell, let alone the severe punishments. Alas, how horrific even the slightest punishment is of Jahannam. Stated in Sahih Bukhari is a hadith narrated by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, one from among the dwellers of hell to whom the slightest punishment will be given will be made to wear the shoes of fire, causing his brain to boil. Allah. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from this, dear viewers of Madani channel. Whenever a bad suspicion about a person occurs to you, make dua, supplicate in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in these words. O Rabb of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I am a weak servant of yours. I want to protect my heart from bad suspicion, to remain safe from ruin in the world and in the hereafter. O Allah Azza wa Jal, protect me from the dangerous satanic attack of bad suspicion. O my beloved Allah Azza wa Jal, bless me with weeping eyes, a trembling body, and a heart full of your fear. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whenever a bad suspicion about a Muslim occurs to you, enters into the heart, make dua for that person and treat that person with greater respect. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated in Ihya'ul Ulum, when you have a bad suspicion about a Muslim in your heart, you should be considerate towards him. That is, treat him with greater respect and make dua for him. In this way, you will infuriate, you will anger Satan and be able to drive him away. Because of this, Satan, Shaitan, will be reluctant of putting evil thoughts into your heart for fear that you would become considerate towards that person and you will make dua for that person again. Allah subhanallah. Beautiful advices for us. A person usually writes a letter, etc., with great care. He then edits it, improves it in an effort to make it free from any errors. Now try to realize something. If he cannot avoid improper and sinful words, even in a carefully written letter because of being entrapped by Satan, how careless and prone to mistakes he would be during conversations. Here is a question with its abridged answer, extracted from Fatawa Razawiya regarding bad suspicion. The question is, Zaid is of the opinion that gatherings and ceremonies these days are usually held for showing off, for ostentation and bragging. Therefore, he does not attend any gathering. What is the ruling for him? And the answer, it is a sunnah to accept the invitation of lawful ceremonies, to assume without an explicit proof that so-and-so Muslim has held a ceremony with the intention of showing off, of self-importance and bragging, is an absolutely haram and prohibited act to assume this. To apply the thing found in some unspecified person to a particular Muslim is deemed as bad suspicion. That is haram, prohibited, unless the criteria to apply the thing to a particular person are explicit. Our Bapa Jan, our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnah, Damul Barakatum al-Aniyah, further advises in regards to the email which was sent. Bear in mind the following rulings. It is for the kifaya to offer the janazah salah, the funeral salah of a Muslim, if even some of those who were informed of the funeral salah, the fard will be fulfilled, and others not attending it will not be sinners. Having bad suspicions about those not attending is a sin, and speaking ill of them is not allowed at all. Furthermore, to offer condolences is a sunnah. To send or make isal al-thawab or attend its ritual is mustahab. If someone did not offer condolences or did not attend the ritual of isal al-thawab despite being informed about it, he would not be deemed a sinner according to the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law. On the contrary, the one laying a false blame on that person, having a bad suspicion about him or speaking ill of that person, committing backbiting, is certainly a sinner and deserves the punishment of hell. If not to attend the ritual were a sin, even then, it would be necessary to cover up the sin of a Muslim, when in fact, this is not a sin. How can it be allowed to taunt or to speak ill of him? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, the respect, wealth and life of a Muslim are haram for the other Muslim. A considerate and well-mannered Islamic brother should comfort his acquaintances if any trouble befalls them. There are two obvious disadvantages of not comforting a depressed person. One is that person remains deprived of thawab and reward, and the depressed Islamic brother may have negative thoughts and will distance himself from the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, grant us the ability of true understanding of his beautiful deen, and grant us the enthusiasm to practice upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us obedient to him Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Grant us ikhlas, sincerity, istiqamat and steadfastness in the Madani mahal and environment of Dawud Islami, and save us from all the spiritual diseases and other diseases as well. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives, the prophetic sunnah he has revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.